Farmers in the Northeast are having a bad time with all the wet weather this spring, and now they're facing another big threat called late blight. This is the disease that led to the Irish potato famine. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports.
At the Goranson Organic Vegetable Farm in Dresden, Maine, even the pigs are tired of the rain. The sunflowers are drooping. And farmer Rob Johansson is worried about late blight. The disease is characterized by water-soaked, greasy lesions on plant leaves. And it's been discovered in a greenhouse about 6 miles away.
The spores are in the air, and this is the perfect weather for the spores to germinate.
Spores from plants infected with late blight can travel through the air for miles. They love wet weather and feast on tomatoes and potatoes. Johansson grows both. He says together they make up a third of his farm income. Jim Dill of the Maine Cooperative Extension Service says there's good reason for Johansson and other farmers to be on guard.
If left untreated, it can take a whole potato field down in, 3 to 5 days.
Dill says conventional farmers can use protective fungicides to try to prevent the disease. Organic farmers like Johansson can apply a copper solution to try to ward it off. Johansson has his sprayer hitched to his new tractor ready to go. He's just waiting for the ground to dry. Normally, he would only spray a few times a season. Because of late blight, he'll do it every 5 days until the end of October, spending about $400 on each application. Dill says home gardeners should also inspect their plants and get rid of the infected ones.
Take out the diseased plants and then take out, a little section around it and destroy it. Do not compost those plants because composting won't necessarily kill it in time.
Late blight has been identified in states along the East Coast and including Ohio and West Virginia. The problem has been compounded by the sale of some infected tomato seedlings sold at Walmart, Home Depot, and other big box stores. The major supplier of tomato plants to those stores doesn't think his company is solely responsible for the outbreak. But Dennis Thomas of Alabama-based Bonnie Plants says Bonnie has pulled its remaining product from store shelves.
It costs us quite a lot of money, but if this disease is there and it likes tomato plants, then we thought that the safe thing to do was to go on and just get them out.
So far, farmer Rob Johansson's fields have a clean bill of health, but he says he'll be worrying and watching until the first frost. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Oh.